ಆದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ವರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಕ್ಷಕ ಸಿದ್ಧರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣೇತಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಗಿರಿತಂ ಮನಸಾದ್ರಿಯೇತ ದೀಕ್ಷಾಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಿಭಿಶ್ಚ ಭಜಂತಮೀಶಂ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷಯಾ ಭಜನ ವಿಜ್ಞಮನನ್ಯಮನ್ಯ ನಿಂದಾದಿ ಶೂನ್ಯ ಹೃದಮೀಪ್ಸಿತ ಸಂಗಲಭ್ಯ. ಸೊ ವೇರ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಧಿಕಾರೀಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕುಲಿನಾಗ್ರಾಮ್ ವಾಸೀಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಿಂಗ್ ಚೇತನ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಲೆವೆಲ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಪರಾಧನಾಮ್. ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಅರಿ ನಾಮ ಅಪರಾಧ ನಾಮಾಭಾಸ್ ಕಾ ಜೋ ಟರ್ಮಿನಾಲಜೀಸ್ ಹೇ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ನಾಮಾಪರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ನಾಮಾಭಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ನಾಮಾಪರಾಜ್ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ನಾಮಾಭಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪಲ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಹೈ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಆಸ್ ಸಾಧಕಾಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ನಾಮಾಭಾಸ್ ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ನಾಮಾಭಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಅಜಾಮಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್. ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಾ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಈಶ್ವರೇ ತದಧೀನೇಶು ಬಾಲಿಶೇಷು ದುಶೇಷು ಚ ದೆನ್ ಸರ್ವಭೂತೇಶು ಯ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಭಗವದ್ಭಾವಮಾತ್ಮನಃ ಅರ್ಚಾಯಾಮೇವ ಹರೆಯೇ ಎಂನೆ ದೇಖಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ಉಪದೇಶಾಮೃತ್. ಸಂಘದೋಷ ಶೂನ್ಯ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತ ಅಧೀಕ್ಷಿತ ಸಂಘದೋಷ ಶೂನ್ಯ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತ ಅಧೀಕ್ಷಿತ ಜದಿ ತವ ನಾಮ ಗಾಯ ಮಾನಸೆ ಆಧಾರ ಕರಿಬೋ ತಹಾರೆ ಜಾನಿ ನಿಜ ಜನ ತಾಯ್. ಸೊ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಆನರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಆಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ವೆದರ್ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಫಾರ್ಮಲಿ ಇನಿಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. If one takes the holy name of Krishna and he is not in bad association, we have discussed here. So if he is not in bad association, but if he is inclined to take bad association, then his inclination to take the holy name is not proper. Not that he should not take the holy name, but his association should not be sought.
We can ignore.
If he is connected with any bad company that we know has some malpractices, then we won't care for his taking the holy name. And he gives the example of Nithai Gaur Radhesham. So,
very good. Utna dur kyun bete? Pass me.
Kya? Wo sun rahe hai. If he directly takes bad company, then his taking the holy name is the opposite nature. Just like this Nithai Gaur Radhesham party. Of course, these names are all well and good. Nithai ka naam galat hai? Nahin. Gaur ka naam? Nahin. Radhesham? Nahin. Par Nithai Gaur Radhesham, inka chanting ka naam, matlab kya hai? Nithai is Radha Rani, Gaur is Shyam. With this object, they use the holy name. So much misconception is associated with that party. If we hear the names of Nithai Gaur from them, we won't care for it. We shall try to avoid. The chanting of the holy name cannot produce anything until and unless that sort of association is gone. So, because the 10 types of Namaparad, one of the main reasons for committing Namaparad is lack of proper Sambandhagya. Another is of course disrespectful attitude. Or a malicious attitude, or a crooked attitude. But another reason for Namaparad is improper understanding of the Sambandha Gyan. This is the problem here. Nittai Gaur Radhesham Bhaja Hare Krishna Hare Ram, something like that. One may not have proper admission in the line through a proper agent, but soon one may come to that stage. So they cannot be adored. But if you find the holy name of Krishna in somebody who is without proper diksha, still you can appreciate. See, the problem in Bhagavatam also, that in Jayavadharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that the Bhagavatam's Kanishta Dikari, Prakrata Bhakta, Archayam Eva Haraye, Pujamya Shraddhaye Hate, Natat Bhakteshu Chanyeshu, Sabhakta Prakrata Smrita. So, if you see, this is an oxymoron. Bhakta means transcendental. Prakrata means material. So, it is like a materialistic devotee. So, one can be either a materialist or a devotee. But he is called a materialistic devotee. Why?
मुझे
कॉन्टेक्स्ट पता नहीं,
उन्होंने बताया भी था
सभी. सो why they are called Prakrita Bhakta? एक्चुअली वो प्राकृता ही है, मेटीरियलिस्ट ही है. भक्त क्यों बोल रहे हैं? बिकॉज हिज वर्शिप ऑफ कृष्णा और द डीटी ऑफ कृष्णा इज नॉट कंटेमिनेटेड बाय बोगस फिलोसफीज लाइक मायावाद. सो दैट इज द ओनली रीजन. So he has laukiki, sentimental faith, but that sentimental faith has not yet been contaminated by mayavad. That is the only reason he is called a bhakta, prakrita bhakta. Maha mayavad or sahajiya, ye understanding se contaminate nahi hua. Ye sentimental faith is okay. But that sentimental faith should not be contaminated by these kind of sentimental philosophies, bogus philosophies. They are not sentimental, they are very quite, they also may have some books and logic, but this is not devotional logic. So,
those who have not received Shraddha, and below Shraddha they all are.
So these Prakrita Bhaktas come under the category of Bali Sheshu. Innocent. But if their faith is contaminated by bogus philosophies, then they come under Vishatsu. Apeksha, you should avoid them. Prakrita Bhakta is a sentimental person. He has sentimental faith, but that sentimental faith has not been contaminated by bogus philosophies. अरे आप भगवान को क्यों पूजा करते हैं? ये मेरा मदर ने किया, मेरा दादी ने किया, और मुझे भी बहुत अच्छा लगता है, करता हूं. ठीक है, इट इज नॉट बैड.
बट
अभी किसी ने ये स्टोरी में बताया पहले बहुत बार. So, Prabhupada tells this story actually. So, one person goes to a Mridanga teacher and he says, can you teach me Mridanga? And he says, yes. He says, how long will it take? See, first he told, how much do you already know to play Mridanga? And he says, ye sab aata hai mujhe. Toh bolte hain ki, theek hai, aapko ek saal lagega. Aur fees kitna? 1000 rupees. तो बात करते करते दूसरा एक लड़का आया, वो बोला कि मुझे मृदंग सिखाएंगे क्या? हाँ सिखा सकता हूँ. बोला कितना टाइम लगेगा? वो पूछे कि आपको कितना आता है ऑलरेडी मृदंग? बोले कुछ भी नहीं आता है, मृदंग को खाली देखा हूं बस उतना. ठीक है, तो कितना समय लगेगा? 6 महीना. और कितना? 500 रुपए. बोला यार ऐसे कैसे? इन्होंने मैंने तो ऑलरेडी इतना सीख लिया, तो फिर भी मुझे 1 साल लगेगा और 1000 रुपए. इसलिए इसको कुछ भी पता नहीं, फिर भी उनको 6 महीना और 500 रुपए. तो पूछा टीचर को क्यों ऐसे? आपने जो गलत गलत सीखा उसको पहले बुलाने के लिए आपको 6 months and 500 rupees, फिर आपको ठीक से सिखाने के लिए और 6 महीना और 500 रुपए. सो दिस पर्सन हैज सेंटिमेंटल फेथ विच हैज नॉट बीन कंटेमिनेटेड बाय एनी फिलोसफी, बोगस फिलोसफी. तो दैट इज वाई ही कम्स अंडर द कैटेगरी ऑफ प्राकृत भक्त. But if you find the holy name of Krishna in somebody who is without proper diksha, you can appreciate. This is the particular note of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then, ये किया क्या हमने? Offering physical respect to the Vaishnava. किया? किया बोल रहे हैं?
किया?
आप नहीं थे ना? आप last
offering physical respect to Vaishnava हमने किया है.
हाँ, किया.
उसका 10 kind of offense भी
चला. हाँ, offering physical respects. So, physical respects is for one who has received Diksha. Mm-hmm. And Diksha, he explained what is Diksha. Diksha means connection with the Sadguru. Not with Sadguru. So, if we have Diksha, then we have to offer obeisances. But if he is Bhajana Vigyam, if he is an expert in understanding the science of devotional service and is perfectly practicing it and his heart is completely free of the desire to criticize others, then we should take his associates, we should hanker for his association and serve him. Okay. Okay. So then he talks about the 10 kinds of offenses to the holy name. Ye bhi dekh liya humne. Okay.
Obviously, में जो offering respect में तीन चीज बताई ना, एक तो the person who are practicing Vaishnavas offer just mentally respect. जो दीक्षा ले चुके हैं physically पंचांग
प्रणाम and also mental respect also.
Mental respect. And those are the exalted devotee like spiritual master mental
प्रणाम. सुबह आते थे मंदिर में, आप पूजा करने में सब चंद होते थे, वो कोई भी अंदर आता है सब लोग. हाँ.
Yeah. Okay, so now we will.
ये ten offenses के context में है कि like the one who is diksha and who
is not. Diksha si chet pranati vistha bhajan. Then we are talking about 10 offenses because he says that such a person sincere chanting of the holy name of Krishna is not imitation, not nama pradar, nama bas. Only the real name is on his lips. So in that context, so what does it mean to commit offenses to the holy name? So 10 kinds of offenses.
It is for the Bhajanavigya person, the Hila word or the
Bhajanavigya definitely. And even actually the Dikshasti Chet ideally should be chanting Shuddhanam. Which means the second initiation. Second initiation ideally should be given at the stage of Nishta. And at the stage of Nishta is already chanting Shuddhanam. So that immeasurable force is invited in the form of sound to do away with all the anomalies in this mundane world. Okay. So, 10 types of nama aparad we discussed, because how by aparad nam it is very difficult to. So then the 10 types of offenses we discussed. So then we were going to start the 4 kinds of nama bas. Okay, so we'll start from there.
For diagram of bullet, explain for a chart. Only in
Brazil, only one. What is it?
Dikha.
ओके व्हाइल ही इज सर्चिंग फॉर इट. हमने देखा ना अभी नामाभास में भी दो प्रकार का है,
श्रद्धा
ओके या आप अगर अगर वो हाँ मिल गया ना दे दो हाँ अच्छा सा बढ़ाओ चार्जर है मैं आपको
चार्जिंग
ओके होली नेम ओके होली नेम कैन बी
सेंड करो फ्रीज बोर्ड पे डाल देना मर्ज है इसको
व्हाट्सएप में यूज है क्या व्हाट्सएप भेज दो ग्रुप में भेज दो यू हैव 1 मिनट टाइम एंड एवरीवन कैन लुक एट देयर व्हाट्सएप
ब्रह्मचारी
डिस्कशन प्रभु जी ग्रुप है
जी ब्रह्मचारी डिस्कशन
आपको आया होगा प्रभु ओके सो अभी देखो द होली नेम प्रभु जी आपको आया अभी तक नहीं आया आपका डेटा ऑन है ऑन है
जियो है ना
होली नेम ओके अभी देखो अपराध देन एक लाइन है फिर नामाभास शुद्ध नाम भाव प्रेमा है ना उसमें खाली अपराध का लेंगे अपराध के लेंगे तो देर इज वन एनडी एमवी है ना
एनडी
द लेफ्ट मोस्ट ओके सो दिस इज नॉन डिवोटी एंड मायावादीस ओके मायावादीस इसका भी ब्राइटनेस बढ़ाओ ना ओके ओके सो हियर इफ यू सी नॉन डिवोटीज एंड मायावादीस they commit aparad which is called as ashraddha nama aparad so iska result hell hai directly there is nothing then the sadakas hai na sadakas they also commit nama aparad but their nama aparad is commission of the 10 offenses
shraddha nama aparad
this is called as shraddha nama aparad okay so okay देन नामाभास देखेंगे नामाभास में भी एनडी एंड एमबी नॉन डिवोटीज एंड मायावादीज ओके अभी देखो देन नामाभास में भी दो प्रकार का नामाभास है श्रद्धा नामाभास और अश्रद्धा नामाभास ओके सो श्रद्धा नामाभास जो है श्रद्धा नामाभास में भी दो प्रकार का श्रद्धा नामाभास है श्रद्धा नामाभास वेयर यू हैव फेथ इन द होली नेम सो इसमें देयर इज प्रतिबिंब एंड छाया नामाभास ओके सो प्रतिबिंब मींस मिक्स्ड फेथ अभी जो ज्ञान योगी है कर्मयोगी है उसको भी हरिनाम के प्रति कुछ तो श्रद्धा है
गुणीभूत भक्त है
गुणीभूत भक्त हो या प्राधानीभूत भक्त हो उनको भी जो जो मिश्र भक्त है उसको भी हरिनाम के प्रति श्रद्धा है उसको भी हरिनाम के प्रति श्रद्धा है. सो ये जो प्रतिबिंब नामा बस है, he has a distorted faith in the holy name. Okay, so this leads to bhukti or mukti or siddhi. Okay, but the kind of namabhas that we are aspiring for is called as chaya namabhas, shadow of the true holy name.
Tree is connected.
Chaya.
Hundred times.
नहीं, 10 offenses है वो. Okay. So ये जो साधका जो 10 offenses करते हैं ना, when they endeavor, they reach the stage of छाया नामा बस.
इधर.
Okay. They come to छाया नामा बस. फिर
मतलब आगे पीछे होते रहते हैं, दो एरो. ऑफेंस किया तो इधर, नहीं किया तो उधर, जैसे ऐसा.
या बट ये जो अश्रद्धा नामा बस है ना, जिसको हरि नाम के प्रति श्रद्धा ही नहीं है, पर वो अपराध भी नहीं कर रहे. दे आर नॉट मिस्टेकन बाय दिस बोगस आइडियोलॉजीज. भगवान नहीं है, वैसा भी नहीं है, और भगवान का नाम के प्रति बोगस अंडरस्टैंडिंग्स नहीं. सो उसमें आता है ये सांकेत्यम पारिहास्यम सोभम हेदनम, ये सब उसमें आता है.
तो ये अपराध की कैटेगरी में मायावादी, we can understand they are committing offense.
Atheist.
But non-devotees.
Non-devotees mean atheist, not non-devotees. Atheist. They are talking about. Okay. So
अपराध में थोड़ा मॉडिफाई कर देंगे, उसमें भी श्रद्धा अश्रद्धा लिख देंगे, उधर कंप्यूटर देगा. मायावादी लोग अश्रद्धा अपराध, और जो साधक है श्रद्धा नाम अपराध.
वही
जैसे नामवास को क्या है उसको भी वैसे
करेंगे, कर सकते हैं. बट अश्रद्धा अपराध विल नॉट लीड टू अश्रद्धा नामा बस, वो अलग है. ओके, सो देन जो साधक का रूट क्या है, ये ही डस श्रद्धा नाम अपराध से छाया नामाबास में आएगा. छाया नामाबास से डायरेक्टली वो शुद्ध नाम में जाएगा. शुद्ध नाम में भाव नाम, भाव से प्रेम नाम. दैट इज दी ऑर्डर इन विच ही गोस.
इफ फेथ इज प्योर.
वही ना, इसलिए बोल रहे हैं ना, इफ फेथ इज प्योर. साधका मतलब मैं मिक्स डिवोटीज को थोड़ी बोल रहा हूं. साधका मतलब प्योर डिवोशनल साधका. ओके, whereas mixed devotional sadhaka जो है वो mixed devotional sadhaka है, he will perform प्रतिबिंब नामा बस and he may attain bhukti or mukti or siddhi.
But mixed devotee जो sadhaka रहेगा, there is a chance that he may also commit nama अपराध.
हाँ, वही वो तो है. अरे उतना आप differentiate करेंगे तो ये प्रतिबिंब इज ऑल्सो इन वन टाइप फॉर अकॉर्डिंग टू अस इट इज नाम अपराध ओनली टू मेंटेन मटेरियल अटैचमेंट्स इवन आफ्टर अंडरस्टैंडिंग सो मेनी इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन दिस मैटर. सेपरेट ही कैटेगरी. तो उतना सी ओनली द कॉन्सेप्ट को समझाने के लिए अभी उतना आई थिंक ये मैंने कहीं पे तो सिखाया. एंड श्रीकांत कृष्ण प्रभु इसको प्रॉपर एक इसमें बना के मुझे भेजा था. मैं चेक करता हूँ, मेरा मेल बॉक्स में रहेगा वो. आई विल चेक इफ इट इज देयर. अगर मिला तो अभी मैं दिखा सकता हूँ, नहीं मिला तो भी हमने देख लिया, वैसा कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. श्रीकांत कृष्णा, ये क्यों नहीं आ रहा है? चालू दिख रहा है.
हमारे बीटीएल ग्रुप में डिस्कस किया था स्लाइड को लेकर.
कुछ तो भेजा है, देखते हैं. अपराध ओके अपराध का दो प्रकार है एथीस एंड मायावादीस एंड डिवोटीस एथीस एंड मायावादीस दे हैव मैलिशियस नेचर टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा दे गो टू हेल
पीपीटी है प्रभु जी
पीपीटी है
एडिट कर सकते
हैं एडिट कर सकते
कर दीजिए ना फिर उसमें श्रद्धा
और पहले
अपराध हां हां एंड डिवोटीस Because of carelessness and due to incomplete sambandha gyan, they may commit the 10 offenses. Okay. But ye offensive chanting, ye nama parad ka, ye hai. If offenses are avoided, they achieve chaya nama bas. Okay.
Okay.
Then, so holy name can also be chanted on the level of nama bas. ये नामाभास में जो प्रकार है एक है श्रद्धा नामाभास एक है अश्रद्धा नामाभास ओके श्रद्धा नामाभास हैज टू टाइप्स छाया छाया नामाभास व्हेन द फेथ इज प्योर एंड प्रतिबिंब व्हेन द फेथ इज मिक्स्ड कर्म मिश्र ज्ञान मिश्र और योग मिश्र भक्ति ओके सो छाया नामाभास बिकम्स शुद्ध नाम व्हेन देयर इज डिलिजेंट एप्लीकेशन बट प्रतिबिंब नामाभास लीड्स टू They attain Shantarati, Salokya Mukti, Osab, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, Osab.
So we are here, no? Sadhaka se we are in for chaya.
Hmm, yeah. So we are devotees, they achieve chaya namabhas. So chaya shraddha mein chaya namabhas, they achieve shuddha nam. Okay? And ashraddha namabhas, this is Sanketyam, Parihasyam, Stobam, Helanam, etc. They may achieve impersonal liberation maximum. They may not want it, so it is not sure. Depends on luck. So, ये क्या लिखा है मुझे समझ में नहीं आ रहा है कुछ तो है ये हम एडिट कर सकते हैं ऐसे कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं है सो छाया अश्रद्धा नामाभास में प्रभु ही हैज नो फेथ इन द होली नेम एट ऑल इंसिडेंटली उनका बेटा का नाम नारायण है या फ्रेंड का नाम नारायण है उसको बुलाए बट श्रद्धा बट प्रतिबिंब नामाभास में होली नेम के प्रति फेथ है बट वो मिक्स्ड फेथ है प्योर फेथ नहीं है लाइक दैट ओके अश्रद्धा नामाभास कैन बिकम नामापराध ये जो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर बोलते हैं इवन दो फोर आर मेंशन इसमें पारिहास्यम स्तोभम हेलनम और ऑलमोस्ट नामापराध ओनली क्योंकि कुछ ऑफेंसिव एटीट्यूड है उसमें
नामाभास का इंक्लूड किया
हाँ अगर ऑफेंसिव एटीट्यूड नहीं है तो वो नामाभास Like that. Anyway, okay. तो इसका एक और भी है path of practicing devotee. Practicing इधर देखो हरि बोल path of practicing devotee. अपराध devotees अपराध to छाया नामाभास छाया नामाभास to शुद्ध नाम शुद्ध नाम तो भावनाम तो प्रेम नाम
नेक्स्ट स्लाइड में नहीं है नेक्स्ट स्लाइड में नहीं
ये डाला है
सेम स्लाइड
ठीक है ना
इसमें एडिट करते हैं तो कंप्लीट हो जाए श्रद्धा श्रद्धा नाम
अभी एडिट कर दो मुझे
हाँ
नहीं नहीं आएगा उतना
करेक्ट है ना
कौन सा
श्रद्धा अपराध अश्रद्धा
नहीं यार उतना ये करने का जरूरत नहीं है
आपने बोल
कौन सा बट इधर एक्सप्लेनेशन है ना वो टर्मिनोलॉजी हमने दिया हुआ
टर्मिनोलॉजी
बुक में नहीं
है
बट उसका एक्सप्लेनेशन है ना तो लेट अस नॉट गिव एनी टर्मिनोलॉजी इधर एक्सप्लेनेशन दिया है ना
बुक में
दे हैव मैलिशियस नेचर टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा दे गो टू हेल
ठीक है
which means they go to hell means they are left to their karma, like that. So basically, वो अलग है, वो दूसरा कुछ कॉन्सेप्ट मैंने एक्सप्लेन किया, उसको उन्होंने ऐसा स्लाइड में बनाया. ऑफ कोर्स इन वन सेंस इज बेटर, इन द अदर सेंस. हाँ भेजूंगा ना, उसको थोड़ा एडिट करके भेजता हूँ. अभी हम कौन सा डिस्कस कर रहे हैं? इतना कुल है ये नौ आई वर्स फाइव ना, किधर है? और चाहिए वो क्या कुछ है?
नॉन डिवोटी कॉलम जो है ना,
मायावादी. हाँ, इस नॉन डिवोटी इस मिक्स डिवोटी बेटर देन नॉन डिवोटी इन वन सेंस, यस. But sometimes for a mixed devotee to accept pure devotional service becomes more difficult than for a non-devotee to accept pure devotional service. Jaise, I will give you one example. For someone like myself, I grew up in a Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. For me, so accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is little challenging. It was little challenging. But accepting Krishna was easy. But I had some Vaishnava background. But for someone in from a Western background, for them to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very easy. So that way, for mixed devotional service to become pure devotional service becomes difficult actually sometimes, because mixed devotional attachment both strong rehta hai. For a person who is completely adharmic to feel that are mere mein kuch truti hai, wo easy. For koi pseudo dharma follow kar raha hai, for him to understand that I am not following the highest dharma, it is very difficult. Ego. Oh, ego. Accept नहीं करते. So that's why you see, for they in the West, they accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with lot of feelings and emotions. मैं इतना साल करने के बाद अभी भी मुझे उतना feelings and emotions नहीं आता. That is one of the main reasons. I started discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita with Prem Gauranga Prabhu. Because he has tremendous attachment for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has read CC many, many times and with great attachment. So Amroj, over the phone we discuss CC. So he reads and I hear. And then kuch hai to discuss karte hain. So for them it is very easy to accept. For us, नमो महावदाय पतित पावनो सब. हमको यार फर्स्ट थिंग, अरे मैंने तो ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु तो सुना ही नहीं यार. भगवान के बारे में तो बहुत सुना है, अभी बचपन से इतना सुना है. वही बोल रहा हूँ, हमको वही बोल रहा हूँ. शंकर चक्र कुछ नहीं है.
Past times also the beginning is difficult, not very ordinary type of village ka characters.
Advaita acharya hote hai aisa.
I used to like, jab bhi option hai na drama, to we will never do Chaitanya. We will not be comfortable doing it because their costumes are ekdam simple rehta tha na. Goswami ka dress kya hai. But except the drama, ऐसा होता है ना?
Yeah, एकदम simple
रहता है. हाँ, ऐसा नहीं होता.
Yeah.
So it is, I remember Jayapata का महाराज को एक यात्रा, first यात्रा मायापुर, तो one of the devotee directly asked. Jayapata का महाराज
को. Yes, Jayapata का महाराज has read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata 100 times when Prabhupada was there.
Oh, well.
when Prabhupada was there. So bar CC or Chaitanya Bhagavat
Pad.
So I think he was sharing. Mamog Leela Prabhu was sharing. Kisine bola. He इधर ही भागवतम क्लास में शेयर किया ना ही वॉज टेलिंग जयप्रताक महाराज वॉज टेलिंग अमोघ लीला प्रभु दैट यू शुड रीड चैतन्य भागवत एंड चैतन्य चरितामृत 100 times एटलीस्ट. तो उन्होंने सोचा कि ठीक है अभी महाराज को गूगल ही डालेंगे. तो बोला कि महाराज हैव यू रेड 100 times चैतन्य चरितामृत चैतन्य भागवत. तो महाराज ने उनका गले को ऐसे पकड़ा. तो बोले long time back.
So he was asked this question in public. I have to tell them I can accept Krishna but I cannot accept Mayapur Bandhi.
Some devotee has.
You know him but can you hear me? So I don't know what he said.
I don't know.
But he said that
keep associating with
devotees.
Oh, that is the only way.
He didn't say anything, just one line answered. So, to develop taste for this is some people are very spontaneous. Otherwise, as you said, Krishna is easy to accept.
Yeah.
Take inclination.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But it is confidential. Yeah. Avatar itself is very confidential. So, how can it be so easily accessible to anyone?
Correct.
We are also surprised. There is no confidential.
There are also 4 types of namabhas or shadow expressions of the holy name that can give mukti. Of course, this is talking about Ashraddha namabhas. He is going to speak about. They may take us to the abscissa from the negative side. Abscissa? Neutral tak leke aa sakta hai.
Negative to neutral, neutral to positive.
But they cannot give any positive attachment. There is neither any exploiting tendency there nor any serving tendency. That is a marginal position. ऐसा नहीं है कि उनको हरिनाम से कुछ लेना है. They are just calling someone. ऐसा नहीं कि अरे मैं उसका पूरा नाम नारायण बोल के मैं बुलाता हूं उससे मुझे कुछ कुछ पुण्य मिलेगा. ऐसा कुछ अंडरस्टैंडिंग नहीं है. बट एट द सेम टाइम there is no tendency for serving the holy name also, like the devotees may have. Naam seva. So that is marginal position, tatastha. The 4 kinds of namabhas are Sanketa, Parihasa, Stoba and Hela. We must successfully connect our activities with the supreme satisfaction for which everything is meant. Ultimately everything is meant for pleasure of Krishna. All existence is meant to fulfill his pleasure. And if one does so, then his life will be fulfilled. If I offer something, really I am to collect something for his satisfaction and cook and offer it to him. That should be the real purpose. It should be collected for Krishna, cooked for Krishna, offered to Krishna, and then honored as Krishna's remnants. సంకేత్యం పారిహాస్యం వా స్తోభం హేదనమేవ వా వైకుంఠ నామ గ్రహణం అశేషాగహరం విదుః. వైకుంఠ నామ గ్రహణం, చాంటింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సంకేత్యం వైల్ ఇండికేటింగ్ సమ్వన్ ఎల్స్, పారిహాస్యం వైల్ జోకింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్లీ మేనర్, or stobam. Stobam means chanting the Lord's name in order to fill up space while chanting verses. मतलब और कुछ बोलते बोलते ये मीटर को कंप्लीट करने के लिए उधर एक हरि डाल दिया या कृष्ण डाल दिया. भज श्री कृष्ण जय ऐसे बोलते हैं ना, भज ऐसे स्तोभम एक डाल दिया.
Jaya Shri Krishna
Chaitanya.
Jaya is a proper thing.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Jaya is said. Bhaja Shri Krishna Prabhupada objected.
You know, there are Kirtanas say, Hey Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hey Ho, sab kuch aata hai. Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Oh,
Shiller. హిల్లర్ చేశా. హేళనం, హేళనం మీన్స్ చాంటింగ్ విత్ నెగ్లెక్ట్. సో దిస్ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ సెన్స్ అండ్ డిజైర్స్. సంకేత రెఫర్స్ టు వెన్ వి అవుట్వర్డ్లీ సే సంథింగ్ బట్ ఇన్ అవర్ మైండ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ కనెక్షన్ టు దట్. జస్ట్ ఆస్ ఇన్ ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ అజామిల్ ఇన్ ది భాగవతం. అజామిల్ వాస్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ద డ్రెడ్ఫుల్ అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద యమదూతాస్ ఇన్ హిస్ కోమా. He could remember that his young son Narayan was playing nearby. With that faint memory, he wanted to call out for his son Narayan. But in the meantime, a change came in his mind and he thought, what can this little boy Narayan do against those fearful agents of Yamaraj? He was thinking like that. Then Lord Narayan's name came. First it began as the name of his child, but then it changed into the name of the Lord.
So,
yes, all right. Of course, this is mentioned by Vishnu Chakravarti also. Anyway.
Sanketya.
Let's see. At once, four agents came down from Vaikuntha. There was a serious talk between the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas were sent back defeated and Ajamil attained liberation. Not immediately, of course. He went to Haridwar and perfected his life. All his previous attraction towards his family at once vanished and he woke up from the bed and directly travelled towards Haridwar. There he began to chant the holy name of Narayan and after some time he attained Vaikuntha. This is Sanket. Sanketyam. Yes, bro.
Ajamil, because he had a training during his early days, he could do it for the next 12 years.
See, Ajamil's case, when Ajamil, of course, it is the way it is mentioned, is it's a long discussion, but we will, in essence, we will see. He was basically practicing, he was a practicing Brahmana. Okay. So, but when he got connected with this prostitute, slowly because of that connection and living a sinful life, he lost all his Brahmanical piety and qualities. Everything was lost. So therefore he did not have even mixed faith. Because if he had all those Brahmanical faith, then he would have called for Lord Narayan for some particular material purpose. But he lost all those Brahmanical qualities and Brahmanical Shraddha chala gaya. So he was literally faithless. But then what happened? He had become completely sinful. Then one day some great saints came to the village of Ajamil. So they asked the villagers, see, is there a nice Brahmana's house where we can honor some prasad, Vishnu prasad? So the villagers, in a teasing way, they said, oh, that is a very great Brahmana, Ajamil, you can go to his house. Isse bhi pata hai aapko? Pata hai aapko? Suna hai?
Pehle kaha suna, lekin jaate hai. Isme bhi
master hai. Is there in another Purana? Then they go to Ajamil's house. Ajamil was not there. His wife was there. And the newly born son Narayan was there. Okay. She was holding that child.
That prostitute.
And they came and they told, we were told that, you know, Ajamil is a very great Brahmana. So we came to see if we could honor some prasad. So the prostitute became very ashamed and she told, actually they must have misguided you. Actually I am a prostitute. I was a prostitute and Ajamil lost all his Brahmanical thing because of marrying. So they understood. They told, have you named him? Because he was a very newly born child.
Sure.
And she said no. And he said, okay. They said, okay, name him Narayan. And when Ajamil came, the lady said, these things happened, and they asked, oh, saints. Okay, we will name him Narayan. So they named him Narayan. So this is how Sadhu Sangha came in the life of Ajamil. So then when he, because of his sinful life, literally he had lost all his faith in the Brahminical Dharma. So now when he started calling the name Narayan, slowly the purification happened. Like that. That is how it is explained. Of course, it's a long explanation. Oh, ek din padenge.
No, but because you said everything got destroyed because of the sinful activities. But at that age, very old, 80 years old. Suddenly to revive that, was it revival of his, because already had trained himself.
No.
If you had, see, if you had not trained himself, developed that taste now at this age, for 12 years to do austerity, a big old aadmi to ek aur ek chance dega, think, marne wala hai, now you start chanting. Lekin usse pehle kabhi nahi kiya tha. Lekin, what I want to say is, Ajamil ne kiya tha young age mein, to usko abhi kaam aaya, 80 years.
Young age mein usne sada, he was a brahmana, he was not a practicing Vaishnava. He had some kind of mixed faith, and which he lost because of his sinful life.
So it's like, the point I want to we say, now I should take it up at early life.
Because Prabhupada talked about this regarding Pushta Likhita. Youth preaching may be, why should take it early? Because your future is not defined very certain.
Yeah, of course, that is there. That is there. Okay, isko maine, I will, when we discuss this Ajamil section in Thane, so I gave them this project to do. So they did this project. So iska abhi
no.
Ho gaya. खोलता हूँ अभी इसको बड़ा कैसे करें PDF है क्या ये ओके 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 लेट्स डिस्कस दिस
यस
ओके पावर ऑफ द होली नेम
जूम जूम कीजिए
वही कर रहा
हूँ और एक एक
ओके आप और पास आएंगे तो और अच्छा How can Namabhas destroy such grave sins which even 12 years of atonement cannot do? Kali Namabhas chanting mein kaise, how could it destroy?
Can I say again? How Namabhas?
Kali Namabhas. Namabhas means shadow of name. Oh, pure name bhi nahi. Shadow of name, you are telling that it can destroy such grave sins which Ajamil committed. Which even 12 years of atonement cannot accomplish. How can you say this?
Question is.
Huh? One minute. Say because Ajamil ka switch, Narayan bola. Aage aise kise?
12 years of atonement of what?
12 year atonement is a ek prakar ka atonement hai bada bada sins ko atone karne ke liye. Wo karma kandi hai. Okay. So first thing is chanting destroys the root of the sin. and atonement can destroy the effect of sin but not the root, which is envy towards God. So now the Vishnudutas say, Lord sent us while Ajamil chanted Narayan. How much more will the Lord remember a person who chants with service attitude? The first time when Ajamil called Narayan, unka beta ka naam Narayan rakh liya. Pehle baar unhone Narayan bolke unka son ko pukara, at that time all his sins got destroyed. Sanketyam Ashesha Agaharam Viduhu. Further chanting produced Agyata Sukriti. उसके बाद बार बार एक ही बार नारायण बुलाएगा, हर दिन बुलाएगा ना 100 बार. फर्दर चैंटिंग प्रोड्यूस भक्ति, विच मीन्स अज्ञात सुकृति लीडिंग टू भक्ति. सो इन टेक्स्ट 7.6.2.7 इट वॉज मेंशन, यद व्याजहार विवशा नाम स्वस्त्ययनम हरे हे, इट इज मेंशन. द पास्ट टेंस इज यूज्ड. When he first chanted the holy name, at that time only all sins were destroyed.
Then how can the Amrutas come if sins are destroyed?
देख रहे हैं, पता नहीं, सब कुछ वो बहुत है और अभी डिस्कस करने के लिए.
मतलब अश्रद्धा नाम वैसे अज्ञान सिद्ध होती है.
हाँ, because it is connected to with great attachment he is calling Narayan Narayan. तो अज्ञात सुकृति तो रहेगा ना, वो भक्ति बन गया. देन अरे पर आप ऐसे बोल रहे हैं सिंस डिस्ट्रॉय हो गया बोल के, रूट ऑफ द सिन भी डिस्ट्रॉय हो गया बोल के, बट अजामिल तो एंड तक पाप कर ही रहा था, ही वाज सिनिंग. व्हाट अबाउट द रिपीटेड सिंस इवन आफ्टर द फर्स्ट चैंटिंग? यू सेड फर्स्ट चैंटिंग में ही सिन पूरा चला गया, बट ही वाज स्टिल कमिटिंग सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज. ही हैड टू चैंट एट द एंड ऑफ हिज लाइफ टू डिस्ट्रॉय देम. करेक्ट, मतलब लाइफ का एंड में जो नारायण बोला उसमें ही सब निकल गया, वैसा ही है ना बोल रहे हैं.
द चाइल्ड वाज क्वाइट स्मॉल ना व्हेन ही डाइड.
या
ऐसे में बड़ा लड़का नहीं,
बड़ा लड़का नहीं था.
हां ट्रॉली तो भी एक साल ही किया होगा ना उसने नारायण नारायण.
करेक्ट. भागवतम 6.2.16 सेज, वैकुंठ नाम ग्रहणम अशेष अगहरम विदुहु. Unlimited sins are destroyed by chanting. All the sins in the present, past and future are quickly destroyed by the chanting of the name of Govinda, which is like fire. By hearing one of your name once, even the outcast is delivered from the material world. Yannama sakrit shravanat pukka shopi vimuchyate samsarat. So it's kind of another verse. సాంకేత్యం పారిహాస్యం వా స్తోభం హేళనమేవ వా వైకుంఠ నామగ్రహణం అశేష అగహరం విదుహు. దెన్ హీ సేస్, సో దేర్ఫోర్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఇస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రాయింగ్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో మెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ స్పాన్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ దియా నే కి కితనా దిన్ కే బాద్ ఓ కంప్లీట్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ స్వభావ విల్ హ్యాపన్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ మెన్షన్. So everything including ignorance was destroyed by the first chanting. But
including ignorance,
including vasanas got destroyed at the first chanting only, he says. Even an outcast become free by chanting the names of the Lord even once. Yan namadeya shravanana kirtanat ya prakvanat yat smaranat api kvachit swadopi sadya savanaya kalpate.
Vasana agar destroy hoga to sin nahi karega.
देखते हैं अभी, रुको अभी अभी शुरू हुआ है. इफ द रूट वॉज गॉन वाई डिड ही रिमेन अटैच टू कमिटिंग सिन? ये ना आपका क्वेश्चन. अभी विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती आपको क्या बोलते हैं वो सुनते हैं. द कर्मास ऑफ अ जीवन मुक्ता रिमेन फॉर सम टाइम जस्ट लाइक इंप्रेशंस. It is mentioned. A fan kai example jo Prabhupada dete hain. Similarly, Ajamil's sins were like the bite of a toothless snake which didn't generate any results. Which didn't generate any results means unka the first time when he chanted Narayan and his sins got destroyed, after getting that bhakti, when the sins got destroyed, subsequently his committing sins did not generate any papa karma. Papa karma generate nahi hota hai. If a devotee who has accepted the process, when he commits the sinful activities, there is no sin. But his consciousness is destroyed. His subsequent practice of bhakti becomes very difficult. That is a problem. The Lord will cause continuance. Another explanation that Vishnu Jagadagur gives. Pura suno na. Ye example there. Just like a Jivan Mukta, even after attaining Mukti, he will continue performing some activities because of the past impressions, it will continue. But it will not generate any karma. Similarly, Ajamil's sins were like the bite of a toothless snake, which did not generate any result. Second thing is, Lord will cause continuance of sin so that other philosophies won't be uprooted, like karma kanda. So, people will take bhakti too cheaply. Jinko bhakti mein shraddha nahi hai, if they see that he is chanting, but at the same time sinning and he is not suffering, then people will say, "Are ye acha hai? Main kyun murmur ke mera sinful tendencies ko chhodne ka prayas karun? Harinam karunga kuch bhi nahi hoga. I can continue sinning." And he will give up the process like karma kanda, jnana kanda, for which he is qualified for. Okay. Otherwise, people won't have any option but bhakti. But Krishna is not forcing.
Lord will cause
continuance of sin so that other philosophies won't be uprooted. Suddenly, agar koi bhakti leke, immediately uska sin khatam ho gaya, which should have ideally happened in the case of Ajamil.
And he's not performing sinful actions.
Then they will say, "Arey, ye achcha hai." Then without proper faith, well-educated faith, they will take up to bhakti and give up that process for which they are qualified for.
Otherwise, people.
So someone may say, "Arey, par aapne ye jo explanation de rahe, thoda jyada hi exaggerated lag raha hai na. Sab ek bar unhone chant kiya, abhi sin chala gaya, aisa thodi hota hai." इसलिए शास्त्र के चक्षु से हमको देखना चाहिए, चर्म चक्षु से नहीं. Isn't this explanation too much exaggeration or interpretation? It is an offense to think like that. By that one falls to hell, says Padma Puran. One who interprets the name is hurled into the deep gloom of material existence. Jaimini Samhita says, persons who interpret the name shall stay in hell forever. Interpret matlab, humko karne ka zarurat nahi, acharya na already karke rakha hai, usko padhna chahiye bas. Matlab interpretation matlab, अरे ऐसा बोल रहा है पर इतना भी नहीं आपको देखने को मिलता है क्या? थोड़ा exaggeration है.
In our intelligence, so like now you said, now this child was named Narayan. So he has been chanting Narayan's name, right? As his son. And he is continuing his sinful activities. You said it was chanting Narayan. There was no sinful reaction, only his consciousness got, there's no reaction.
There's no conscious
profound statement of that.
प्रभु ये मेरा इंटरप्रिटेशन नहीं है, ये
कोई भी स्टेटमेंट,
या दिस इज आचार्यस एक्सप्लेनेशन.
हम उसको सोच सकते हैं, ऐसे कह रहे
बोल जा रहे हो. आई मीन इट्स
माइंड में आ जाएगा ऐसे.
हां, कैसे हो सकता है क्या? ही कंटिन्यूड सिंपल रिएक्शन.
नहीं, मैं क्या बोल रहा हूं, वी विल टेक डिस्कशंस, बट बिकॉज़ वी हैव स्टार्टेड दिस, वी विल फिनिश दिस ऑफ. अदरवाइज ये आधा अधूरा रह जाएगा, कल दोबारा बिगिनिंग से आपको शुरू करना पड़ेगा. एक बार हम इसको फटाफट खत्म कर देंगे.
बहुत अच्छा बनाया.
इवन परीक्षित महाराज सेड अटोनमेंट इज यूजलेस लाइक बेदिंग. क्यों? क्योंकि बार बार उनको नहाना पड़ता है, बार बार सिन करता है वो अटोन करने वाला. Parikshit Maharaj condoned atonement because tendency for sin remains. But he did not criticize bhakti.
Hai
na? Abhi bhakti mein bhi ye tendency dikhta hai na? Even after taking up to bhakti, sometimes he falls trap to sinful inclinations. So, Parikshit Maharaj rejected atonements because the tendency to commit sinful activities does not go away. Kochit nivartate abhadrat kochit charati tatpunah prayas chittam ato apartam manye kunjara shochavasti. Sometimes he gives up, sometimes he engages, indulges in sinful activities. So, ye symptom to bhakti mein bhi dikhta hai. So, bhakti ko kyun nahi reject kiya Parikshit Maharaj ne? Like that. So, because he knew that bhakti has the potency to destroy the propensity, but karma does not have that propensity. Karma does not have that capability. But don't worry by seeing such power in the holy name. Everyone won't be liberated immediately. Not everyone will be liberated immediately. Aisa nahi ki Hare Krishna char chaturbhuj form leke sab log upar chale gaye. Aisa nahi hai. In most cases, holy name shows its fruit after some time. Just as tree does not bear fruits immediately. Abhi aam ka ped lagaya. Aam kidhar hai? Waise dekh nahi sakte na, thoda usko badhega. In some cases, the holy name shows no effects at all, so as to not disturb karmakanda and other such processes. And sometimes, then the name takes the offenseless chanter to his abode. Ek minute mein usko perfect karke leke chala jata hai holy name. So, just like Krishna's plans cannot be guessed, the holy name's plan also is not different from Krishna, cannot be guessed. Okay, interpreters should go to hell due to offense. But all including karmis, jnanis, sorry. He kya hai yaar?
Name is like the merchant.
Name is like the merchant. Those who want the results of karma, jnana while taking shelter of Bhakti Devi, although they are offenders, still merciful Bhakti Devi will give some result. So, you, eighth offense kya hai? Karmakanda. So, but still, oh, karmis, jnanis, वैसे कर्मकांडी understanding of holy name के साथ वो holy name को लेते हैं, फिर भी उनको माफ है, because mixed devotees है, ये offence है तो, okay, interpreters should go to hell due to offence, but all including karmis, jnanis should not go to hell if they chant, if chanting destroys all sins. Even the bhakta, including others, should go to hell if chanting doesn't destroy sins. So someone may say, dekho, if chanting destroys sins, then koi bhi karmi ho, karma yogi ho, jnana yogi ho, koi bhi hell mein jana nahi chahiye. Hai na? Kyunki chant kar raha hai. As a part of their practice, they chant. Agar, if you say chanting does not destroy sin, then bhakta bhi hell jana chahiye. Kyunki if a bhakta, if his heart is not yet purified completely, aur usme sinful reaction, sinful activities kar raha hai, to usko to hell jana chahiye na?
Interpretation.
Nahin, correct hai. Hum interpret nahin kar rahe hain. Interpreters will go to hell, that I understand. But agar aap bol rahe hain, nah, main interpret karna nahin chahta hoon, par samajhne ka prayas kar raha hoon. आप अगर बोल रहे हैं कि होली नेम चैंट करेंगे तो आप हेल नहीं जाएंगे, तो मतलब कर्मी भी चैंट करते हैं, योग ज्ञानी भी चैंट करते हैं, योगी भी चैंट करते हैं, मायावादी भी करते हैं, वो लोग तो हेल जाना नहीं चाहिए. अगर आप बोलेंगे कि नहीं नहीं नहीं, होली नेम वैसा प्रॉमिस नहीं कर रहा है, तो फिर भक्त लोग भी हेल जाना चाहिए. या पाप तो करते हैं. Merchant will protect or not protect his servant depending upon the whether the person is surrendered or offending him. And the merchant will show mercy to the degree the offense diminishes. So the karmis, jnanis and yogis, they commit the offense. So they can go to hell. But the bhakta, even though he is troubled by sinful tendencies, at least he's not committing the offense to the holy name. Offensive attitude nahi hai. They are interpreting the holy name na. उसको कर्मकांड के साथ तुलना करते हैं. They maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on the holy name. Okay. So, Bhakti Devi's compassionate mood. Since Karmis, Jnanis have taken shelter of her, even though secondarily she gives the result of karma jnana to them. Even though secondarily. So, Bhakti Devi is very merciful. Even though ये लोग सब कर्म ज्ञान योग को प्राइमरी मान के लिया है, भक्ति को सेकेंडरी कर दिया, पर फिर भी भक्ति देवी बोलते हैं कि कुछ तो आपको दे देता हूं, आपको जो चाहिए ना, जो टूटा फूटा कांच का टुकड़ा वो लेके जाओ. फॉर अटोनर शी विल डिस्ट्रॉय द सिंस इफ भक्ति इज अ लिंब इन अटोनमेंट एंड डिवोटीज डोंट नीड टू परफॉर्म अटोनमेंट्स इफ दे परफॉर्म द फर्स्ट ऑफेंस ऑर द फिफ्थ ऑफेंस ऑर द सिक्स्थ ऑफेंस then Bhakti Devi gives them no results. ये जो लोग भी वैष्णव निंदा नहीं करना चाहिए. पांचवा offense क्या है? They should not think that the chanting of the holy name is an imagination. And they should not interpret the holy name. ये तीन चीज उनको वो करना नहीं चाहिए.
156.
ये करेंगे तो if they become free from offense and chant, then the results will be there in proportion to the destruction of the offense. If by devotees association offenses are destroyed fully, then the results of chanting are certain. But you may say, but Ajamil was previously involved in karma as per the Yamadutas. True. By his sinful acts, his brahmanical status and pious karma were destroyed. When he married that prostitute, by that sinful activity, unka sab pious activities were lost, pious credits. Consequently, his secondary bhakti was also destroyed. Jo wo bhakti mishra karma tha, wo bhi destroy ho gaya. Then he named his son Narayan. Then he started chanting Narayan, Narayan. Then he started accumulating Agyat Sukriti. That Agyat Sukriti matured into Shraddha. Pure bhakti, faith. But one can say, but how can performing bhakti as a limb of karma and jnana be offensive? Are you know? Bhakti to karma aur jnana ka limb hai na, to wo offense kaise ho jata hai? For people with crooked mentality, not having faith in bhakti, scriptural statements permitting secondary bhakti should not be considered authoritative. His fault is violence. Eighth offense is not destroyed, though he may get results of karma and jnana. See, it is not a recommendation. Karma karo, jnana karo, ye recommendation nahi. Recommend to bhakti karo. Par koi karma ko chhod hi nahi sakta hai. To uske liye theek hai, uske sath thoda bhakti bhi kar lo. Wo ek ye hai. Offenders accepting a Vaishnava guru are called as Vaishnavas. According to the degree of bhakti, destruction of offenses will happen. Okay? So, bhakti pareshanubhavo viraktir and so on. For those without offenses, only two stages of chanting and attaining Vaikuntha. Oh, chant and go to Vaikuntha. Agar offense hi nahi hai toh. Okay. But having offense, not worshipping the Lord properly, if one continues to sin, they don't go to hell. References, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.27, Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata. So, don't bring them to hell, Yamaraj himself says. They don't take birth due to karma. References, Navai Jano Jataka Tanchana Vrajen Mukunda Sevi, over sir. And they continue to experience the undestroyed effects of sin. With increase of bhakti offenses, the root of offenses will be destroyed. This may take one, two or three lifetimes.
Upar kya likha hai green mein? Having offenses.
Okay, aur kitna hai, bahut hai.
Okay, last.
Oh Krishna.
Last ka having offenses kya likha?
Kal karte
ये कल ही करते हैं। भागम भाग हो जाएगा मेरा, नेक्स्ट किसका भी टाइम हो गया। ठीक है, ये इसको मैं थोड़ा अच्छा सा देख के मैं आपको इसको भी भेजता हूँ आपको।
अच्छा
देखो ये लोग खुद बनाते हैं, आप मुझे ही बोलते हैं पीपीटी भी आप बनाओ, इसका करेक्शन भी आप ही बनाओ, ये भी बनाओ, ये भी बनाओ, आप क्या करेंगे।